Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dini sunni kitab Fadhali Al-Quran. Ja'bir radiyallahu anhu reported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran is certain in Tasira, someone who speaks for another, whose speaking is accepted, whose intercession is accepted, and a disputant whose dispute is listened to, Whoever keeps it in front of him, it pulls him to Jannah. And whoever puts it behind his back, who ignores it, it throws him into Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran is such an interceder whose intercession is accepted, and a disputant whose dispute is listened to. Whoever keeps it in front of him, it pulls him to Jannah. And whoever puts it behind his back, ignores it, it throws him into Jahannam. This means that if the Quran speaks for anyone, its argument is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The Quran begs Allah Ta'ala for those who follow it, and to punish those who neglect it. If a person keeps it in front of him, that is, follows it, and follows its rules throughout his life, it will lead him to Jannah. And if someone turns his back towards the Quran Sharif, that is, he does not follow it, he will definitely fall into Jahannam. In many ahadith, there are warnings for those who neglect the word of Allah Ta'ala. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the different punishments which will be given to the sinful ones. He was shown a person on whose head a stone was being smashed with such force that his head was crushed. After asking, it was said that Allah Ta'ala had taught the glorious Quran to that person, but he did not read it during the night and did not follow it during the day. So now this punishment for him will continue till the day of Qiyamah. In fact, the Quran Sharif is such a great gift, that ignoring it certainly deserves the worst punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his kindness, save us from his punishment. Kitab on social etiquette. Etiquette of the masjid. Number one, do not perform salah in such a place in the masjid that the free movement of other musallis are impeded. That is, performing salah at the entrance, thus preventing others from passing. Take up a position in front of the masjid in a corner. So do not read salah in such a way that people cannot pass you. Do not unnecessarily stand immediately behind someone's back to perform salah if the masjid is empty. The person in front is perturbed and disturbed. Number three, when removing your shoes, do not shove aside the shoes of others, nor remove their shoes from a place in order to put your shoes there. The place occupied by the shoes of a person is the right of that person. On emerging from the masjid, if he does not find his shoes there, he will become worried. One should place his shoes in shoe racks or in an appropriate place if there are no shoe racks. When placing the shoes down, one should not throw them on the ground, but rather place them on the ground in a cultured manner. Number four, enter with the right foot, reciting the appropriate du'as. When leaving the masjid, emerge with the left foot, reciting the appropriate du'as. Number five, maintain silence inside the masjid as well as in the wudu area, and sit down respectfully. Do not engage in worldly conversation. Before sitting down, perform two rakats of tahiyatul masjid, if it is an appropriate time. Recite the third kalima four times if it is a makruh time. Note, if visiting the same masjid several times in one day, performance of tahiyatul masjid once will suffice. Number six, do not recite anything loudly in the masjid. This disturbs other musallis. Number seven, do not become involved in any worldly activity, example, buying, selling, worldly meeting in the masjid. Number eight, do not enter the masjid without wudu. As far as possible, make wudu at home. Number nine, be dressed properly and respectfully when coming to the masjid. Some people enter with t-shirts, denims, and other disrespectful modes of dress. This is highly disrespectful and a violation of the sanctity of the masjid. Number ten, the masjid should not be used as a shortcut to get to the other side. This is not permissible. Number 11, items which emit a foul odor should not be brought in the masjid. Similarly, after having eaten garlic or onion, one should not enter immediately. First, cleanse the mouth thoroughly. The same applies to those who smoke. Number 12, acts rendered for worldly purposes should not be carried out in the masjid. This applies to even writing of such ta'wils which are for worldly purposes. Number 13, it is disrespectful to unnecessarily climb on top of the roof of the masjid. Number 14, do not use the masjid to make worldly announcements, example for a lost item. Number 15, it is not permissible to remove any of the masjid's items for personal use. All of the masjid property is waqf. Every Musalli has equal right in the use of masjid items. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. We were discussing about making our rozas properly, so that we get the maximum benefits of our roza. Our farz will be done in any case, but to get the maximum benefit. Many brothers who have come from for itikaf, we'll just discuss a few points. May Allah Ta'ala accept everyone who has come and make it a means of hidayat for us, a means of hidayat for the whole of mankind. And may Allah Ta'ala let us get the essence of itikaf also. And may Allah Ta'ala reward everyone. And this is Allah's great favor on those who have come for itikaf. In the whole world, people are going, spending the 10 days for itikaf. This is Allah who has called us to the house of Allah. So it is a great thing to the house of Allah, and Allah is keeping us here for 10 days. So we should appreciate it very, very much. And like we go to anyone's house, we know we can't just sit anyhow there. We've been visited by somebody. You can't just stretch your legs anyhow. You can't sit wherever you want to, do what you want to. So like that, here we are in the house of Allah. May Allah let us understand that in whose house we are. And what the great honor of Allah Ta'ala is, and the house of Allah Ta'ala also. And if we will do that, where there are great, great rewards, which are they written in the pamphlet? The rewards of itikaf. Or in the kitab, the kitab Fadail Amal, the great rewards of itikaf. For example, that a person who makes his itikaf for one day, then three trenches Allah Ta'ala makes between him and the fire of Jahannam. And each trench is the distance from the earth to the sky. Nobody reaches the sky also. So how much isn't it? And we will be sitting for 10 days. But we should, inshallah, the points will be discussed. That we shouldn't do anything to spoil or to break our itikaf. It must not happen, as we say, lene ko ge, dene ke ho ge. We went and collect, but then we found we had to pay him. So Allah save us also. But it's not so difficult also. We mustn't be so worried. It's deen is easy and deen is practical. So it's not so difficult. We just have to apply ourselves accordingly. And another riwayat, it has come that a person who makes the itikaf, he gets the reward of 2 maqbool hajj and 2 maqbool umrah. So yeah, so great the reward is. May Allah Ta'ala, let us all reap the benefits. And as I mentioned, this is throughout the world. People are going and sitting for itikaf. Alhamdulillah, Allah by His fadl has made this ibadat also very, very common. As young boys, we can remember those days when many masjids, there was nobody to sit for itikaf. The people, committees had to pay the muazzin that used sit for itikaf. And also we had noticed that where itikaf is necessary to be made, and it was not made, then a calamity came on that area. Now, alhamdulillah, a lot of people sitting for itikaf. May Allah give us the tawfiq to do it properly. That, inshallah, will be discussed also, but just a few points are. One is, what is itikaf? Itikaf, al-inqita. You cut yourself off anil khalaiq. From the creation, or that we must cut ourselves off. That is really the essence of itikaf. That now we don't have contact with the outside world. Maulana Musa will explain. And in that is today, everyone, you don't have to be talking to somebody else, everyone got the cell phone. And you don't have to be talking also, you're just using your fingers. And you are in contact with the whole world. So really then the essence of i'tikaf is not found. The essence of i'tikaf is that when we cut ourselves off, and we are here, we have come to the house of Allah to find Allah. Allah has called us, and here if we come here, like for example, may Allah forgive us all, guide us all. We go for Hajj Umrah, we are in Makkah Sharif, but we have got contact with everyone. With the TV, and now not the TV also, just on our hand. We are in contact with everyone, with politics, with sports, with everything. And so then we are there in Makkah Sharif, we are in Medina Sharif, but we are in contact with the whole world. So with that we have to try and get bring that essence of the i'tikaf into our lives. And as I mentioned, it's not difficult also. We just have to apply ourselves. And also it is Allah Ta'ala's system and way that when we walk in that direction, Allah opens the way. We have that urge in us. That I want to go this way to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala opens the way. It is mentioned that everything Allah makes easy for the person who wants to, for whom it is meant, Allah makes that way easy for that person. So, yeah, if we will move in that direction, we want to do it, Allah Ta'ala will open the way and make it easy for us. So, more will be discussed. I'll just discuss the other point that we were discussing, and that is the use of our tongue. We were just yesterday, we spoke about backbiting, etc. May Allah keep us safe in the masjid if we backbiting also. Or if on the phone we are backbiting also, then we are in the house of Allah, which makes the sun even more greater if we are backbiting here. The other which we get involved in also very easy if we don't control the tongue is lying. Lying is also a major sin. But today, unfortunately, we are living in such an environment that to be able to lie and not to get caught, this is regarded as an art. That you know how to talk your way out of things, etc. And everywhere this lying comes in. For example, which is a common thing, or rather it used to be, I hope it's no more. The Jamaat comes to the house and the little child answers. So the child goes back to call the father, or the big brother, whoever, and the child comes back, is innocent, the child. The child says, my father says, he's not at home. So we teach the child, go and tell them, I'm not at home. So we are teaching lying, and we don't think of it as a sin also. That is the saddest part. And in many things, whether it is in the house, somebody, you don't want to see somebody at that time, you are busy. It's your right to say, I'm busy, I can't see you now. There's no problem with that. It comes in the Quran Sharif, if you go to somebody's house and that person doesn't open the door, you knock three times, it's his right. But it is our adab and respect that we should try to meet the person, not just send him away. But anyway, but to lie is totally haram. That we tell the person that he's not at home, or he's sleeping, or whatever else, that will be totally wrong. And lying is a major sin. It's not a small sin. And we get so much involved than in business that we know how much we get involved in lying. And many other things also. And the saddest part is we don't regard it as a sin. We have to try and bring that amount of deen, become conscious of deen, that every sin we at least understand that it is a sin. Like for example, to give a bribe, the cop stops you for speeding. So very common, you just take out something, or he'll ask you also, and then you give it, but it's one ordinary person, a businessman, he had in his office a frame where he had this hadith, Ar-Rashi wal-Murtasi kilahuma finnar, that the person who gives a bribe and the person who takes a bribe, both of them will be in the fire of Jahannam. So, but this is also so common. And where today's world also is such that some places your right work doesn't get done also until you give a bribe. In such cases, refer to the muftis. They will tell us what has to be done in such cases. Islam is not so tough and it's not an impossible religion. It is possible to, even in these conditions, Islam is our deen till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah knew what conditions were going to come. And we know in many countries how the rulers are, the officers in offices, how they can behave and carry on. So there are ways we must find out. Also in line, for example, there is a thing which is called Tawriyah, that you speak the truth, the right thing, but you put it in such a way that person takes the other meaning. Like for example, a crook wants to rob you. You tell me, give me your money, give me your cell phone. Now you tell him, I haven't got a cell phone. That you mean, I haven't got money. You mean, I haven't got money on me yet. My money is at home. Or you mean that he is meaning money, that you have about 10,000 rand, 5,000 rand. And you mean money, I haven't got that kind of money. So this kind of things, like where we get caught like that, you can use it. Shaykhul Hind, Rahmatullah Ali, it is famous. The British wanted to arrest him. So when they came, where he was standing, and they asked him, and that is also one great benefit. Our ulama say that they did not have photos. So they didn't know who is Shaykhul Hind. They were speaking to him, but they didn't have photos, so they didn't know. So he just moved around a little bit, and he said, you were here just now. And then they went looking for him. So he was there just now, and now he moved away. So things like that are permitted. So in all these things, we should try and speak the truth. And there are great benefits. How many instances we know to speak about them is easy, but on that occasion, that is the test at that time. Like for example, one piece of ground in India, which is a famous instance, that it belonged, the Hindus claimed it belonged to the Hindus. Muslims claimed it belonged to the Muslims for a masjid, they said for a mandir, for the dead ground. The time was when the British were ruling India, so the case was prolonging all the time, and they couldn't get to the bottom of it. So then they told, there is one Maulisa, who is a simple sort of straightforward person, but he's a very upright person. And this is what we have to develop. If he comes and say that this is for the masjid or for the mandir, we will accept what he says. And Muslims got very happy that Mauli Sahab will 100% say it is for the Muslims. When he came, and then he said, to the best of my knowledge, this place is for the mandir. He had to give him police protection because the Muslims were very upset with him. But this had such an effect on those Hindus, they said that if he speaks so truthful to his, and honest and loyal to his deen, that he spoke the truth, they became Muslims. And they built the masjid there. So, sidqu yunji, wal kizbu yuhli. Truth, if a person speaks the truth, it opens your ways. And falsehood, then you have to add another line, and you have to add another line, and you just carry on, and you have to get caught out. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq at all times to speak the truth. It has got great benefits, only benefits in it. I'll just mention one other instance. One time, one Mufti Sahab of Saharanpur, he was getting his son married in Deoband. So they got married, everything. The bride's party was departing again at night. And it was those days when there were corrugated roads, ox wagon, etc. So they were moving, and bandits, crooks came and surrounded it on the way. It was a full night moon, 14th moon or something. And they said that they wanted to rob them. So the Mufti Sahib said, don't hurt us, we will give you all the wedding presents. So they said, fine. So they gave it. And they went, and they saw them sitting outside there in the felt light and distributing whatever they had got. So the bride told them that, lucky my ring got saved. Most probably it was a gold ring with a diamond on it. So Mufti Sahib said, it got saved. I said, we're going to give all the wedding presents. So that has to be given also. So he went, he gave it to them. Just imagine. He gave it to them. He came back. They started moving. Those people, after he just moved a little bit, they surrounded them again. They said, we gave you everything, even that one ring. And now, what you want again? They say, no, we came and returned everything. So if we are truthful, there are many, many cases. One friend of ours, He was traveling, police stopped him. So the wife told, you dare give a bribe. You don't give a bribe. And he got off immediately and she got off and started making namaz. When the police came there, he said, what is she doing? Because they didn't know. So he said, go. Many, many cases like that. But to talk is easy. But to bring it within us. And we just have to be firm. May Allah give us that conviction on our deen. On the heart of Allah Ta'ala. The Sufara, the 23rd Sufara, or the 20th, what is going to be read tonight. Allah Ta'ala says, the non-believers can't create our khajur, we eating dates for iftari all the time. The pat of the tawis, on the tip, that flimsy little white covering. Since they can't create that, they haven't got control, nothing of that. Allah controls everything. Allah is the maker. But that yaqeen come in our heart. That Allah. And if we have to go through a little difficulty, a test, Allah make it that we get prepared for that. But the end result, 100%, if we will follow on deen, must be only success. But we are too short-sighted. We want the immediate things, just the immediate enjoyment, immediate benefit, and we don't see what is the long-term results. So Allah guide us in all these matters and let us. And we have come for i'tikaf. So the halal talking also, curtail it. Only what is absolutely necessary. When we will stay away from halal, what is roza? To stay away from halal food, halal drink, and your halal wife. It's not haram, it's your halal. But Allah says, for us now about 12 hours, just stay away from it. But the barakat of it, the rest of the year, Allah will save you from haram. Allah will make the way for you. And then your whole life you will be saved from haram. So our tongue also, amongst the other things, just save it from halal talk also. And the whole etika period, the whole month, then Allah will save the tongue from haram talk also. And our whole life Allah will save us from haram. So may Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us understand what a beautiful deen Allah has given us. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we will have this deen in our, may Allah bring it into our lives. This is our effort we have to make till more that it comes into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.